USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday fled the country as Taliban terrorists surrounded the capital of Kabul, according to a senior official. The Taliban claiming hours later that it had entered the Afghan presidential palace. Photos circulating online show members of the Taliban holding AK-47-style rifles inside the palace. President Ghani fleeing the country just a day after claiming he would be able to muster the remnants of the Afghan government forces to mount a defense of the city. He says he's handed over the government to the Taliban to prevent bloodshed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling ABC's This Week,
"We're going to make sure that we keep in place in the region the capacity, the forces necessary to see any reemergence of a terrorist threat and to be able to deal with it. So in terms of what we set out to do in Afghanistan, we've done it."
Two Taliban officials tell Reuters the group expects a complete handover of power. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tropical Storm Fred is steadily strengthening as it tracks toward the Florida Panhandle. Fred regaining tropical storm status over the Gulf of Mexico this morning. A tropical storm warning has been issued for the coast of the Florida Panhandle, and a tropical storm watch remains in effect along the Alabama and Florida border. Meanwhile, another tropical storm is tracking through the Caribbean toward Haiti, which has just been devastated by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. Tropical Storm Grace is predicted to reach Haiti by late Monday or early Tuesday. Over 3,000 fake COVID-19 vaccination cards from China have been seized in Memphis en route to other cities in the U.S. U.S. Customs and Border Protection caught a shipment from China to Louisiana, which contained 51 blank counterfeit vaccination cards. The agency saying it was the 15th such shipment of the night. The FBI has been warning since March that buying, selling, or using counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards is a crime, and violators will face a fine and up to 5 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The fallout continues after a federal judge reinstates a Trump-era policy.
A federal judge has ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the migrant protection protocols that are known as the Remain in Mexico policy. The late Friday ruling says migrants looking to claim asylum in the U.S. must now stay in Mexico while their claim is being processed. The former acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection applauds the ruling. Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that the removal of the policy has led to the current crisis on the southern border.
What happens on our southwest border doesn't stay there, and that every town, city, and state is a border town, city, and state. And what this court order did was acknowledge that every state is negatively impacted by the open border policy that we have right now, and the MPP was a driving force behind that. And it acknowledges that the rescission of MPP absolutely contributed to the crisis we have on our southwest border right now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A federal ruling on whether a moratorium against evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is legal is expected this week. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is expected to rule by Thursday. The court has given the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday to respond. A judge on Friday refused landlords' request to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich ruled that the freeze is illegal. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.